In the great tradition of international disputes over tiny, insignificant islands, we offer this, Graham Island, or Ferdinandia, or Julia, depending on who you believe it belongs to. Whatever its name, the island lies about 20 miles south of Sicily, and it's been submerged under the waters of the Mediterranean for 170 years. Now the fickle island may be about to reemerge. Andrea Agnani, a marine geologist in Bologna, Italy, says it's because of seismic activity from Mount Etna.
This island is actually one of several volcanic centers which are located in the Strait of Sicily. The activity in this region dates back to 10 million years ago.
The island is known to have emerged four times, the first in the middle of the 3rd century BC. The most recent time, for 6 months, was back in 1831. And it was that episode that sparked the diplomatic debacle. The rock is only about 3 miles around and 200 feet tall, but as Andrea Agnani explains it, it was considered strategically important.
The Strait of Sicily is a passage of ships, and perhaps there was a place which could be useful for watching the trades in the Mediterranean, and those days the Mediterranean was still a place of interest.
Interest would be an understatement. In July of 1831, the British Navy occupied the island and planted the Union Jack on its rocky surface. This inflamed King Ferdinand II of the Bourbon Kingdom of the Two Sicilies. He sent his own mission to tear down the British flag, replace it with his own, and name it, modestly, Ferdinandia. Before territorial claims could be settled, the island slipped back beneath the surface. This time around, the Italians are taking no chances. A Sicilian diver recently dove down and planted a flag on the rock, still 26 feet below the surface, so that the moment it emerges, Italy can lay claim to it. Which leaves just one question. What will the European Union do if it does emerge in 2002?